Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Category of Chesapeake Recordings.
What's that? I opened a soda. Sorry. Thought it was off mic far enough.
What kind of soda do you have?
I'll give you a hint, Mike. It's great at 10, 2, and 4.
Regular Dr. Pepper. It's
yep.
going to kill you. Regular
Mike,
sugary
No, you know what's
soda.
Going to kill me? Alcohol was going to kill me. Give me my soda.
You know how many grams of sugar are in that particular can that you
I can read that, Mike. This has no grams of sugar.
Okay. Financially speaking, Caitlin Clark, not so much. She will make in the next 4 years $338,056. Victor Wembanyama, the number one overall pick by the San Antonio Spurs in 23, is making $55.1 million in his first 4 years.
So that's more.
Got the writing underneath. I got to go really low here to see it's under no circumstances.
We got that.
Push button.
Charlie, it tells you not to do it. Are you okay?
I got to go to the potty.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Hello, friends. I know it's not common for me to start the show, but this is sort of a urgent matter that we wanted to get to quickly, a phone interview that we've arranged that really has to do with current events. And I think you're going to, by the way, my name is Rob, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I think you're going to find this fascinating because we've talked about drone technology on the Mike O'Mara Show in the past. And in the past few days, there was an attack on Israel from Iran. They used drones exclusively. Over 300 drones attacked, and it was sort of unprecedented, and the results may surprise you. I didn't know until I was informed of this. This is technology that was developed in America, this drone technology. And with us on the phone, I don't even have the guy's name, is the guy that led the program of developing this drone attack technology, and we have him on the phone. Hello, can we go to the caller, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this the scientist?
Yes. Drone Technologies.
Is that your company?
Yep.
Okay, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
My name is Charles.
Charles?
And I work with drones.
Mm-hmm. Charles what?
Charles Stuang Stabilat.
Charlie.
Rob?
Charlie?
Oh, my God. I
this
can't believe it's
funny.
You.
I know. We haven't talked
I
in a minute.
I can't believe it's you, Rob. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I've been working at the drone company.
That's so great.
We sold our drones to Iran.
And they use them...
To try to bomb Israel.
Well, I want some comments on this because it seems you sent over 300 drones into Israel. Does that jive with your facts?
Yes.
Okay. And that 99% of them were shot down.
Well, operator error, Rob.
Who
called the people over there and I said...
You called the Iranians?
I said, don't use them for any mean reasons. And I called and I had a training session with them. And I said, forward, back, left, right,
yes,
fast, slow.
Did you tell them that you could put a cell phone in the drone?
You could put a cell phone to take pictures, and what did they do? They tried to put bombs on it. No,
Charlie.
No. Not in my house.
Your favorite commercial, right?
Kimbe Matumbo.
Can you do that again? I love when you do impressions.
No. Not in my house.
You say that
big
to the
fun,
people.
Big fun.
You should have sent a video to the people of Iran that said that. Nothing mean with the drones.
Nothing mean with the drones, and they didn't do it right. They didn't do it right, and it's really easy. A drone, Rob, is just like a video game. And you control it like a video game, and that's it. It's simple stuff. It's simple stuff. But they don't move as fast as the bombs that the United States has.
Right. And then
you know what I mean, Rob?
Yeah, and then it's goodnight, Irene, isn't it?
Yeah. How you been?
I've been good. You know, the show's a little different now. It's just me and Mike, and Mike Oscar is elsewhere. He's focusing on business.
Oh, bummer.
I know, right?
That's a drag. Hey, it's good to see you, though, and or hear you.
It's good to hear you, too.
I didn't get my hat.
Well, did you order it, Charlie?
No. I don't have any money.
It would show up. Well, are they not paying you at the drone factory?
No, I'm an intern. I'm working at Drone Technologies. I'm in charge of new technology instruction.
You're an intern?
I tell people to operate drones.
That's funny that you would be an intern. A lot of times when people are of an advanced age, they don't intern. How old are you now, Charlie?
How old am I now, Rob? I'll ask you. How old am I now?
Do you want to guess, Charlie?
78.
Oh, that's a little low.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, God. You're going to make Mr. O'Mara Sapp feel really old. How old am I now?
You're going to be 84 this year.
84? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think your birthday, I'd have to check. I know it's 1940, but I think it's August 13th.
That's ancient.
That is very old.
Yes. No. So it's really...
But never too old to learn.
I have been fascinated by drones and drones ever since I went...
Drones?
Drones. D-R-O-M-E-S.
Drones.
Drones. You can use drones for photography. You can use drones to play games. You can even use drones for competition.
Like kind of competition?
Like you can race them. You can race them. They had a TV show one time that raced drones. It didn't go very well. But I'm really excited about the... let me write it down here.
Oh, you have it written down?
The military applications for drone technology.
Which obviously didn't
work too well this way. 99. I remember here back at the office, all the guys in the lab were going, 99%? What the F?
They thought perhaps they'd be 99% successful.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I know, Charlie. So the people that you work with.
Yes, Rob.
At the Drone Technology Factory.
Drone Technologies. Incorporated.
Do you have any favorite coworkers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who?
There's Reggie.
Now, what makes Reggie great?
Reggie treats me nice, and he gives me snacks. The vending machine snacks. He'll give me a payday once in a while, payday candy bar.
Well, he knows your favorite is the cinnamon roll.
I love the cinnamon roll. Cinnabon! That is the best food ever. Cinnabon. If you haven't heard of it, it's Cinnabon. You can go into a mall, and they have a lot of them there. But if just look it up on the computer, and it'll tell you.
Yes.
It will tell you, Rob.
Yes.
Where the Cinnabon is in your neighborhood.
What about Cinnabons in an airport?
I don't know about that.
They have them in airplanes. Have you ever been on an airplane, Charlie?
No, I've never flown. Never flown. All I fly is drones.
Right.
I am out here just north of Iverson Mall, where they have a testing facility.
Is that where it is?
Huh?
I didn't realize it was local.
Yeah, it's north of Iverson Mall.
Sure.
It's not a mall anymore, is it? I'm not sure.
I don't think so. But I remember when it was a mall.
You never get to that neighborhood, do you, Rob?
No, it's not really on my purview. When you would go to Iverson Mall, Charlie, you were
one of those guys
that would walk in the morning around the mall.
I was a mall walker. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
You put on your shoes.
I had my Velcro New Balance shoes that I would put on every morning so that I would walk. And now I'm out at a research facility for drone technologies, testing drones. That's what they said my primary job was, to test them and make sure that they work for military applications.
Okay. Do you understand what that means?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got them all up. They're all stacked up right around here. I'll be flying a couple of them today.
I don't believe you should stack drones.
I got one right over here.
You do?
Hold on just a second.
Yeah. Oh, this would be exciting.
It's right over in the back.
Yeah, Charlie, get it if you can.
All right, hold on just a second. I've got it over here towards the back of the
drone. This is Charlie getting the drone.
Where the hell is it?
Language.
All right, camera.
Yeah.
Camera.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Rob?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you got to yell, Charlie.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you, yes. Have you found the drone?
I haven't found it yet. I'm looking for it right now.
Right.
Hold on just a second. Yeah, here it is.
Okay, you found it.
God damn it. It's right up in the tippy top. It says,
isn't that always the way, Charlie?
Yeah, always the way, isn't it, Rob?
It's the last always place you look.
I don't know about that.
I know, Charlie.
Right at the top, it says military application. I'm all right.
You're okay.
I'm all right. Just knocked it over here. I don't think anything charred loose.
Now, you did that just destroy one drone?
No, they're all intact.
Oh, good. Good.
This one over here. Hold on.
Yeah, pick up another one.
I'd like to see it. This one has a switch that's hanging off of it.
Oh, maybe not leave the switch alone.
Why?
Well, if you want to, you know. These are military drones, Charlie.
Pencil sharpener.
Is it an electric notebook? Pencil sharpener?
iPad?
Oh, you need one of those.
And, okay, red switch. It's got writing on the bottom. Yeah. Really small writing. Why do they always put on electric equipment the writing in black?
Well, Charlie,
what the F is that all about?
Do you have your readers with you? You can check it out.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I got to turn it over.
Yeah, please.
It says, okay.
Yeah.
Under. No.
Oh, no.
Does
it say circumstances?
C-I-R.
Yeah.
C-U-M.
Circum.
S.
Yes.
T-A-N-C. Under no circumstances. Yes, yeah, that's right, Rob.
All right. Under no circumstances, what?
I got the writing underneath. I gotta go
gotta
really low here to see it. Under no circumstances.
Right.
It says under no circumstances.
We got that.
Push button.
Charlie, it tells you not to do it. Are you okay?
I gotta go to the potty.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
You just missed it.
Missed what?
We had an exclusive interview from the Drone Factory.
I was late getting into work today because Tuesday night in Fort Myers is drinking night.
I thought that was Wednesday night with bowling.
That's for me, but I mean, it just was traffic was a little tedious taking my kid to school today.
Yeah, you warned us, though. You're a couple minutes late.
I want to start out the show today by saying we are re-implementing first of all, thank you to all of you. Thank you to reaching out to us and letting us know how we're doing and asking your questions and get everything straight. We are very excited. There is so much going on with the Mike O'Mara Show. Lots of stuff, lots of RSS feeds and bonus show content and getting everything up and running. The great and powerful Oz has been working his ass off.
He has.
Carla's been working her ass off. We've been reaching out, and thank you for letting us know what you need, when you need it, how we're doing. I know, Rob, you've been dealing with people as well.
Sure.
Everything's been going well, but there are a couple of changes that we have to the show. As you know, there has been some staff changing here with Oscar, no associated with the program, and we wanted to get everything straight. We've been working hard to do it because you got somebody who runs the business side of things and has a significant part of that, we want to make sure that we right the ship and that everything is back where it needs to go. And we're doing a great job with that. I'm proud of everybody associated, keeping us going. We're excited to keep on going. And we are going to be implementing a new address for the show, because that's only natural. The address for the show now will be 13300 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida, 33907. We'll have that address up on
now,
the webpage as well.
We're going to practice what is known as an open door policy. So if you're ever in the area, drop in at Cleveland Avenue, and we'd be glad to meet you.
It's a post office box, Rob. It's
What's
a drawn
that?
On mustache, Rob. That's the
okay.
way it works. It
so
is not.
We will not be receiving visitors. Okay.
No, if you stop by, you will be visiting a post office. That's what you're going to be doing.
Well, it's However, a great organization, the United States Postal Service.
You remember that there was a time.
Hold it.
What was, excuse me, Oz?
Yes. The address is up on the website.
The address is up on the website already. Oz working so fast that ahead of the curve when it comes to me making the announcement on the show. So the address is up on the website, 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida, 33907. Now,
thank
you
Oz.
Will remember that there he is. Lots of moving parts.
Yes.
Traffic was so bad today. I was so
How
angry.
Bad was it?
There was a wood chipper truck. And you know what the wood chipper trucks are. They are it's truck followed by trailer followed by wood chipper.
Right. Trail, and the trail, wood chipper trail. Will have like a huge almost a chute coming out of it that makes
Correct.
It even longer than it needs to be.
Correct. And there was no reason for him to be in the left hand.
Who is blowing me up?
Was there a leg coming out of the wood chipper?
There was not.
Okay, no. Well, that's a good sign.
I said,
who's calling
you? So I guess that's your friend in the wood chipper back there, huh?
Yeah.
Margie, I'd make you some eggs. Anywho, no, it was just, you know.
Was it a spam call? Who's calling you? That's
you realize rude. That we have now placed a premium on punctuality and getting this show recorded, yeah. Getting this show out to people. So I hold myself to that standard, and you know, it's crazy. Now, another thing about the P.O. box, we will take anything you offer, and sometimes we'll put it on the air. So I'm talking about the return of knickknacks, items of interest, show and tell, all of these things.
Love it, love it.
Will be coming directly to this studio, and I'll be honest with you. I know most of them are going to be crap, but well, you know it better than I do because I'm taking over this part of things now. And you tell me, how did it used to work with the P.O. box? How would things go?
It was a feast
and how
of
much
famine.
Would you steal off the top of the good stuff?
Nothing. Why
That's
would
a
I steal?
Lie.
That's not a lie. Mike, if I stole stuff, my house would look better than it does. There wasn't anything good coming in for you that I would steal. I would always be equitable in the distribution. And also, know this, people would be very direct as a rule of who got what.
If you were in the military. If you were in the military.
Okay. Well, that's funny right there.
If you were in the military, you would be
in the USO.
The goofy. No, you would not be in the USO. You would be the goofy supply officer.
You think so?
You would be the guy that can get things.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right. But that would also be if I was in the military in World War II. It wouldn't really work in the modern military.
Yeah, well, that's when I put it back there where it's World War II behind the lines. It's like, hey, Speewax got it. All right, so go ahead.
I'm locked up in Stalag 13 just getting – I need string. Speewax can get you string.
Absolutely. He knows where all the string is.
He knows where all the string is. They would be very direct in who got what. For example, one time we had – movie posters delivered. And I knew that you had no interest in movie posters. There was an Elvis poster, which I thought was for me. Yes. There was a Transformers poster that was great for Oscar. He got that.
Okay.
So if you do mail us knickknacks and bric-a-brac to our new address, make sure you're specific about who should get it. And also, if you want to include a letter, I encourage you to do so, but keep it brief. We used to do a segment called the mailbag.
Well, no. We have the mailbag. This you're conflating the two. We have Rob's mailbag, rob@mikeomerashow.com. We're going to be re-implementing that.
I'm excited about this. But the P.O. box, I'm saying if you're going to enclose a letter with your bric-a-brac, keep it brief.
But send an email. What's the, you know, I mean,
but
really.
You don't want to send, knickknacks and doodads separate from your letter. You want them to come together if they
so
support
people
each other.
People want to put a note inside the package.
And keep it brief.
What was an example of some of the stuff we would get? I mean, do you remember any particular days where it would be special? And by the way, I'm not going to be shy about the fact that I am fully aware that this might re-implement the gift pipeline. It might very well do that. Right?
I do love Gift Corner. That's a
Gift
really
Corner
wonderful
was
feature.
Fun.
It was
Gift
fun.
Corner was fun. People say, hey, I have no desire for this piece of crap, but I know my favorite podcaster, radio people, would love to get that. And then we'd bring stuff in, and that went how long ago did that go away? 6 months, a year ago? That
more
pretty
than
much
that.
Went
more
away?
More than that, yeah.
More than
I
that.
I think
we
it
haven't
sort of went
stuff.
Away when we relocated our mailing address to Washington, D.C., I think that's when it sort of thinned out. But I can remember we got T-shirts. We got an actual Salad Fingers action figure that I loved that actually, sadly, did not make one of the moves. There were some Jackie Gleason small, you know, like plastic army men that you get, the green plastic army men?
Yes.
Yeah, but it was two figures of Jackie Gleason. Those also did not survive the move. Various T-shirts and just fun stuff. Okay. And I do love the return of Gift Corner. What's that address again?
The address is TMOS, 13300 South Cleveland Avenue. Don't you put the box before the address?
No. Address, then box.
I used to think it was box.
Well, if it's just a post office box going to a post office, then all you need is the post office box. All right.
This just seems like a very, very cumbersome address.
It's a wonderful address.
13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida, 33907. So does that mean...
There you go.
Does that mean the suite has more than one box?
I would think so. I would think so.
All right. And we're going to do that. Now, if you want to correspond, if you would like to share with us in the old-fashioned way of communicating, because quite often we bring things that we see on social right to the show. And
right.
I like doing it the old-fashioned way, where you drop Rob a line, an email, rob@mikeomarashow.com.
If it's an email, Mike, it's actually, as Brenda Lee would say, the new old-fashioned way, because you're sending a letter via electronic mail.
Don't confuse people, please. I mean, this is difficult enough for me to slog
Rob,
through.
rob@mikeomarashow.com, and in the subject line, just write mailbag, and that way you'll go to the top of the list.
And that can start as soon as right now, as you're listening to
this.
You can send that along, and all correspondence for the show that is not of a gift or an item nature. I know, I'm sorry to say gift. I don't want to be transparent.
If you want a tithe to the show.
I don't. tithe.
Please That's tithe.
Great. I just had a wonderful idea
promoting
this, the way we
this is not going to make us look good, is it?
Well, I mean, I'm really thinking on the fly here.
Yes.
Tithing. Is that the exclusive?
Well, I believe technically, Mike.
Is that exclusive to religion?
The technical definition of tithe is, and I don't know if it's exclusive to church. They certainly grabbed onto it. The definition of tithe is 10% of your income. So if people were to donate 10% of their income to
I'd go 3%.
Well, I mean, but tithe, I think it's a Latin derivation, tithe.
But it's not necessarily exclusive to religion, is it?
No,
they just latched onto it as a way to make money.
If we latch onto it, we can make it whatever we want.
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay, Mike, it is... Tithe is 1/10 of annual produce or earnings formerly taken as a tax for support of the church and the clergy. So
it is exclusive to religion.
If a farmer was to listen to us, they could tithe by sending us, say, 10% of their tomatoes.
How do I arrange to turn this into a religion?
I'm already a licensed minister, Mike.
I am too, probably. I think there's every DJ in the country has that. But if you want to send stuff... You use the box, the post office box. If you want to send a message, a letter, let us know what's happening, and you know, something funny, something interesting.
Something that pertains to the show.
Yeah.
And you know how kids today say, and I believe I use it at the front of the show, they'll say, like, it's been a minute since we've seen each other, or it's been a minute since we've been to this restaurant.
Right.
They don't actually mean a minute. They just mean a length of time. They've made it into something. So let's call the offerings tithes, and that will actually make it, make it our own. Please tithe.
You're confusing people again. You try.
Well, you like the word tithe.
I love the word tithe.
So let's just use it. Let's make it our own.
No. Here's I'm just trying. Look, I had direct orders from our business manager, Mrs. O'Mara, to promote the mailbag again and to announce.
Is she direct when she asks you to do something?
If I heard the Rob's mailbag once, I heard it 50 times.
She called me. Yeah.
Come in there and do that. And that's why I'm mentioning it, because your criteria for stuff that would get on Rob's old mailbag segment when you would come in here.
Right.
I don't even, it's so long ago, I don't even remember how we did it.
Well, just, it was on Wednesdays, and we had a theme song, mm-hmm. and it was usually started out well. It almost invariably started out well, and
as opposed to the phone call segments that we had. We would have somebody send. So questions, opinions.
I will say this. I remember this. There was oftentimes requests for impressions.
Okay.
And that started out well. Then it got to, we would pull the slot machine to see if you would have to do the impression.
Right.
And that was the policy. I'm wondering, what is your policy going to be on doing impressions by request during the mailbag? And this is a dangerous question to ask, I know.
It doesn't require a mailbag for me to, take the temperature of what's going on and seeing what's happening out there. And I realize that people like that. And so, especially now that we are two and not three, mm-hmm. that we are, it's not lost on us. And I don't mind telling people, we hear you, we hear what you're saying about you like the silliness a little bit, and you like a little bit of that as opposed to it. We're not going to change wholesale what we do, but I get that. And I get that's what I cut my teeth on. That's what I was hired for back in my radio career. When I stopped being, the way my career worked is I was a regular DJ out of college where I would do a morning show.
Hey, man.
And then I became a really young in my career, mid-20s, I became a program director and then mm-hmm. an operations manager. And I hated it. I did not like managing DJs. Worst thing in the world. I being a program director was not something that I enjoyed doing. I stopped doing that. I moved on to my own production company where I produced primarily radio commercials.
What was the name of your production company?
Chesapeake Recordings.
That's right.
And I went on from that. And then as a subcategory of Chesapeake Recordings,
I opened a soda. Sorry. Thought it was off mic far enough. It's almost like having Oscar back, isn't it?
What kind of soda do you have?
I'll give you a hint, Mike. It's great at 10, 2, and 4.
10, 2, and 4? Is it cannabis?
No, it's Dr. Pepper.
Regular Dr. Pepper. It's going to kill you. Regular
Mike,
sugary soda.
No, you know what's
soda.
Going to kill me? Alcohol was going to kill me. Give me my soda. Give it to me.
You just, all you have to do, if you drink diet soda for a
you
month.
Die. You die.
No,
it's full of chemicals. It's horrible for you.
You know how many grams of sugar are in that particular can that you just
I can read that, Mike. This has no grams of sugar.
Okay, so back to what I was saying. It was on to production.
Yeah.
And I would do like Billy Big Voice, REO Speedwagon Weekend, that type of crap for WAVA.
I remember.
Then
did you do the Sticks and Stones Weekend?
A Sticks and Stones Weekend.
Which was, of
all
course,
your
the Rolling
favorite
Stones.
Songs from Sticks. The Grand Delusion and the Rolling Stones.
Sad man.
I really was. That's the time in my career where I was identified as somebody who could do vocal impressions. I did some call-in work on the Charlie and Harrigan show, and then it was off to do the morning show.
Do you want to remember? Don. Do you want me to reveal the first voice I was aware of that you did?
What's that?
It was when Don was on in the afternoon, and I believe it was just like a walk-on. You were his agent, Saul Rabinowitz.
Saul Rabinowitz, and that was just a standard, who did I make him sound like? Just an old,
New Yorker, someone who'd been in the business, yeah.
Jewish character that was like, hello, how are you? It's nice to see you. That type of thing. And so that's what I did. So I get that's what I did for years and years and years. And then as the Don and Mike show evolved, it became less and less about that and more about what was happening in our tragic personal lives and has mm-hmm. been ever since. But I'll never forget that people dig that. And there's some things. We started the show with one today. That's fine. I'm cool with doing that.
Okay,
but
as
I don't
the curator
with the mailbag, you reminded me now of what the mailbag was. And what the mailbag turned into was that. Every week, can he do?
Yeah.
I'd rather have somebody, ask an interesting question or give an interesting review or
talk about an interesting restaurant, review of food, recipe, that type of thing.
As a curator of the mailbag, as the curator of the mailbag, let me say this. If there is an impression involved in your letter, tie it to something. Don't just say, do Charlie. Tithe it to something. That's right. Send a small, you know what? I'm on Zelle.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Stop it. When you mention that,
yes.
You mention what is an old improv technique, which was done for impressionists, where there were impressionists back in the day that would work a room where they would ask for suggestions from the audience.
Gorshin would do this.
What would it be? Now you really just took the wind out of my sails.
I love Frank Gorshin. You stop it. He had a tight 10.
Where they would give us, you know, what would it be like if...
Yeah.
This guy, but I don't want it to be, and I'm already talking too much about impressions. I just don't want that to be it.
Right. And
but
also, no, just because you write it doesn't mean it's getting in. So yeah, okay. Be careful. Be careful with what
we're
ask
really
for.
Selling it, aren't we?
No. We're just trying to streamline it because I think when we discontinued the mailbag, it wasn't just us that were tired of it.
Well, when we discontinued it, how many times would you check it a week or a month or a year?
We did it once a week.
Okay.
For right. over a year.
It's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right.
And then for all
keep
other.
Keep it brief and spell check it, please.
Thank you. And for all other the addresses on the website.
Or so just to say hello.
That would be lovely. I would love that. I was, and this is just, Wednesday seems to be clearinghouse day in my brain where things motivate me. There is a lady, I don't know what her name is, but she does reviews.
Is it
of,
Merle?
No, it's not Merle. Please. Second day in a row.
It's becoming a running joke.
She does reviews of properties in Las Vegas. And she was doing reasonably priced properties in the old section of Vegas.
Okay.
And
Fremont Street.
And she really did a nice piece on the downtown Grand. And I was just smashed with a wave of nostalgia where that place. As much
hotel.
As we've loved all the venues. And Carla, I remember I got comped at a hotel on the regular strip, and Carla said, I wish we were staying at that joint. And it made me think that I have no idea about a timetable. I have no idea with the things the show has gone through recently, when things are going to settle, when things are going to be sorted out. But I got to tell you, I would love, love, love. In a perfect world, to get back there, and if it was that venue, that to me was. I forgot how cool it was that they have a little hot dog cart out in the hallway.
Yes,
and it's just like and
that great
casino.
Rock and roll cafe bar that's right by the casino, and a great casino, small
a casino
but adequate.
That where you can play small ball, and you don't have to pay $25 a hand to blackjack. You can get down to reasonable prices and not break the bank when
and
you're doing
Mike,
it.
You know
it
what else
perfect.
They have there that was great? Single deck blackjack. You never
deck
see
blackjack,
it anymore.
Which
anymore.
Increases your odds.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just got a tremendous feeling of nostalgia and how we would be out there. You know, they really improved that area down there.
Oh, my God, it's great. You don't even need to go to the strip anymore. There's so much to do on Fremont Street. I mean, there's shopping and then there's the flyover thing and it lights up at night. And as long as you stay out of Binion's, you're in good shape.
Binion's. That's so old school. I just picture like cowboys with sidearms.
It was.
There.
I went there for like six hands of blackjack with my Uncle Bruce, and he looked at me. He says, "This sucks."
This
I
totally
said, "Let's
sucks.
Get out of here."
Yeah, it smells like butts.
But the Golden Nugget,
cigarette and ass.
And that's if you it. Want something bigger, you're like 400 yards from the Golden Nugget, which is a great property.
Yeah, it's
and,
fun.
It's just
we
it's
had
a good place
so
to be.
So much fun there, it
and
was
so
really
much fun that
experience.
It would be on the weekend. The listeners would take it over.
Yeah.
And if you were looking for something to do, just go by the bar. Someone would be there named Dirk.
So, look, we will, you know, who knows what the future holds. But it had been a while, and I was kind of waxing nostalgic about that particular
it was fun.
Destination that we had and old school. So who knows? That's the type of thing you could include in the mailbag. You know,
yeah,
hey,
precisely.
Why don't you come here? So
yes.
That's it. I did want to say this, that the Masters that I was talking about yesterday on the show, or maybe the day before,
yeah,
where it would not be a memorable Masters golf tournament, the ratings are in, down 5%. Shocker.
from the previous year.
You called it.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like when you have that, if you don't have, they talk about so much about the live tour and what makes things interesting. What makes things interesting is you bring personality to it.
Yep.
And if you look at the sports that have not been killing it, you look at baseball and you look at golf, and there's just not enough sizzle with that. You got to bring a little bit of humanity. I'm really happy for you, PGA Tour pros, that your sports psychologist makes sure you don't have real highs and real lows, but it makes for absolutely
dull. It's killing the presentation.
It's killing it because they don't have guys out there that are cutting loose and having a little bit of fun. And that's what they have to bring into it. It's a game, actually. That's what it is, you know?
I was surprised to learn some years ago that when it's windy during the Macy's, and I have a point here, when it's windy during the Macy's Thanksgiving parade, they just run footage of balloons from years past and don't tell you. And so the Masters is so static as a rule. Outside of the people that are winning, I think a lot of people tune in just to hear the birds and see the green. So you need to have something beyond that. Otherwise, you can watch a rerun.
You're not going to be able to manufacture dramatic competition all the time.
You can't.
You're going to have blowout victories. Now, if you have a prodigy, a la Tiger Woods, the blowout victory in and of itself can be the drama because this guy is doing so incredibly well.
Right.
Other than that, if you've got the guys that are as dull as a box of cotton balls, and I include John Rahm and Scottie Scheffler in that, you're going to have that type of situation. So I looked at that today and said,
Did he win by four strokes, right?
Yeah, and there was nobody challenging.
And he stayed up by four strokes for the last nine holes or so.
Yeah.
I tuned in for the last 2 hours, and it was a yawn fest.
And he showed no appreciable emotion until he won. Then we got a little smile and a little fist bump. That was it for the entire time. And his win was boring. His interview was boring. the whole thing. And ratings down 5%, which is the biggest tournament of the year for the PGA.
Yeah.
So deal with that as you will. And
you don't blame Nance?
No, Nance does what he does. And
would you like it better if it was Nance and Tony Romo calling the 18th hole?
No, I'm fine with Trevor Immelman. Trevor Immelman, Rob. So that's it. I'm not surprised that they did that. And draw your own conclusions.
Still beautiful, though. Did you watch any of it in 4K?
I don't know if I did. I have now YouTube TV. Are you familiar
with that? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm still a DirecTV fella.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do the pricing. I know you that calls DirecTV on a regular basis to get your sweetheart deals. Yeah. I don't do that. I cut the cord, Rob, as they say.
Yeah, that's, and you're not feeling it that badly. I think you're doing quite well. You're catching all the hot programs. You still watch Bandstand on Saturday and
I do.
That stuff.
Soul Train. I don't know about that. That's it. We have to take a break. When we come back, we've got the round table. Later on, they're having a lot of fun with the banning of the books down here in Florida.
It is fun, isn't it?
Watch the news this morning and a great quote from a little old lady. We'll talk about that. And another thing I want to deal with is a trip to Mrs. O's Emporium for a special waxing. We'll be right back with more fun, ladies and gentlemen.
Do make it special, Mike.
With the warm weather, with that warm weather running wild, wild, man.
Wild.
You need hydration that keeps up with every moment. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration into extraordinary hydration. With three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, Liquid IV does it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, Rob Spiewak.
I understand this.
No artificial sweeteners, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Try white peach, green grape, or my favorite, lemon lime.
So
actually,
good.
I love them all, and you will too. Just tear, pour, and live more. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. Clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
Hey, look at the Kraken. He's doing the Soul Train Scramble.
I really do find myself, now that it's you and me, pal, I do find myself getting concerned about what you do and do not put into your body. So just be mindful of that. I am a concerned citizen.
I understand, when it comes to Mike. I'm keeping my weight Dr. down, Pepper, but you know what? A soda a day, it's, let me look forward to it.
You look give me something. Well, I get it. I understand, especially when you're living the life you're living, and congratulations on that. But be mindful of the fact that, you know, I need you healthy, Rob. I'm a collaborative worker. That's the way it goes, okay?
Well, I appreciate the notion, but mostly I appreciate what's behind it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Business.
Ooh, business.
Pamela Anderson. This is my lead story today, ladies and gentlemen. Pamela Anderson has joined the cast of the Naked Gun remake. Oh, man. Liam, this bums me out to a certain degree. Liam Neeson is taking over the role of Lieutenant Frank Drebin, who was played by Leslie Nielsen. Do you think they just decided to cast him because his name has an L and an N in it?
No, I think they tried to mirror the magic of Leslie Nielsen, who for years was a serious B actor and made serious movies. And then they put him in comedies. He played them the same way, serious, and it was funny.
The problem
here, if you ask me, is that the Police Squad and the Naked Gun movies are perfect. You don't need to retouch them. You know,
well, that's like every movie, right? I mean,
yeah, I guess. But I mean, these are exceptional.
A lot of remakes.
My son Robert, out of the blue, called me 2 months ago. He says, "Dad, have you ever heard of The Naked Gun?" And I said, "Yeah, I saw it in the theater." He said, "I watched it with my friends. It is so funny."
Do you think that the idea of these films being promoted or a news story leaking on these coincides with the death of OJ, that they might want to start putting this Naked Gun stuff out there? Because he was in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He played Nordberg. I think it's a happy coincidence for the people of Police Squad or Naked Gun.
Well, Pam is going to be playing the love interest, who was played by Priscilla Presley back in the day. Mm-hmm. Priscilla's character was named Jane Spencer. It's not clear if that'll be the name of Pam's character, too, or if Pam's character will have her... Oh, that's a sordid little comment there.
What's that?
Was there a scene with a beaver in
there? Yes, there was. She's climbing a ladder, and Drebin looks up and says, "Hey, nice beaver," and then she comes down with a stuffed beaver, you see.
Thank you. The new Naked Gun. I mean, you liked this film, right?
God, I love everything about it. And this TV series that predated it, Police Squad, was only 6 episodes.
The new Naked Gun, scheduled to hit theaters in July of 2025. Journey's greatest hits album just hit 800 weeks on the Billboard 200 charts. I'll tell you why that is, because the youngsters and my daughter now in her mid to late 20s, actually her late 20s, that generation tracked with 80s music and Journey 15 years and almost 4 months. The album first debuted on the chart in December of 1988. Only two others have done this, and I've got the top five longest charting albums. Would you like to guess any of the top five?
I would think, for some reason, Abbey Road is one of them. One of the
wrong.
Last... Oh, okay. Pink Floyd, probably.
Number one.
But... Oh,
Dark
is it?
Side,
okay.
Dark
okay.
Side of the Moon. Pink Floyd, number one, 989 weeks.
Wow. Let's see. Are they classic rock leaning? Is it a classic rock leaning list?
Not exclusively, no.
All right.
But you got the number five one. Yes. That is, and you won't get it.
Chronicle. Okay, read it to me.
Chronicle, the 20 greatest hits. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Number four, Metallica. 747 weeks.
Okay.
That's you know this as the Black Album.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Okay. I think that has Enter Sandman, I think. Don't crucify me if I'm wrong.
Then number three is Greatest Hits Journey, 800 weeks. And at number two, a different genre, but unbelievable. I was very surprised at
What's
this.
What's that?
Bob Marley, Legend, 830 weeks.
That doesn't surprise me. But I will offer this about Journey, just briefly. And I love music. You know this. And I love the history of music. Nostalgia tends to run on a 20-year delay. And the example is, say, like the 1950s had a resurgence in the 70s with Happy Days, okay? The 80s had a resurgence in the 2000s. But I was there for Journey the first time around, and it wasn't that great. Journey was an okay band. They put a lot of hits on. I don't know why they're so big now. As a matter of
you
fact,
you sure kissed that Ross Valerie's ass for a long time.
Well, he was valuable because of the Sopranos hookup.
Okay.
But I mean, they just weren't that great a band. I don't think we used to use the song Open Arms as a punchline in high school because it was so sappy and drippy. But now it's like being used for proms and stuff.
Well, because
I wish them nothing but good, but it's just
the kids love it. The kids love it.
Yeah,
that is a multi-generational group that cuts through a lot of that, which I hate to say it, no longer applies to bands that you love, like the Beatles. The Beatles are
a separate entity, but
they don't track with young people at all.
No, I'll tell you. Well, they do a little bit. I'll tell you who totally has aged out is Elvis. Nobody pays attention to Elvis anymore.
That was a while ago.
It's been getting worse and worse and worse. And also, of course, Eddie Fisher.
The Beatles are, you know, I think when you talk to somebody in their 20s and 30s, it's just not there for them that much, right?
I think that you would be surprised, and I think that the Beatles have really aged as well. They had a time when they were in the rearview mirror. I think in the mid to late 70s. I do.
What do you
remember? Don't you remember all the hype and excitement for that Beatles documentary that went on Disney 2 years ago?
That was hype and excitement in the Rob Spiewak house.
No, it was everywhere. It was huge.
I didn't think it was that. But it was short lived, wasn't it? Pretty much.
I think it's ongoing. I really do think it's ongoing.
You got to let go. The Beatles are not popular.
I wish I could, Mike, but the music is that good.
Here's what you do. You on the weekend, call Tony Perkins.
Yes.
Go to his house.
I can't. He's in London right now doing Beatles sightseeing.
Is he really?
Yeah, he posted a picture on Twitter of him walking across Abbey Road.
Really?
Yeah, he looks happy as a clam.
That's very cool. I like that. That's very neat. You get into a real, real quagmire when you start talking about compensation for female athletes, especially in team sports. But I found this interesting, especially with all the hype that this young lady has gotten recently. Caitlin Clark is currently one of the most famous athletes in the world right now, male or female. And she just got picked number one overall in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. I will tell you that she's got great presence. She's got, for a college kid, she's got great composure. And she is an absolutely magnificent basketball player. And she's on the map. It's
media-wise,
really, really amazing.
She is playing it so smart. She did a wonderful bit on Saturday Night Live.
It was fantastic. They brought her on the set of Weekend Update.
Not only a great joke, but it was really well delivered. She did a fine job. Then the following Monday, she's on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then this news breaks. She is checking all the boxes. She's
checking all the boxes except the financial boxes. And look, I get it. I understand it. It makes sense. It's about TV ratings. It's about filling stadiums.
Yep.
It's where, financially speaking, Caitlin Clark, not so much. As an WNBA rookie, her salary will be pitiful compared to the NBA. Of course it will. Over the next 4 years, she will make 4 years. Total contract. When you talk about a guy like Daniel Jones making in the NFL $40 million, she will make in the next 4 years $338,056 the number one draft pick in the WNBA.
For all 4 years or per year?
That is per year. In 2024, her salary will be $76,535.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Victor Wembanyama. The number one overall pick by the San Antonio Spurs in 23 is making $55.1 million in his first 4 years.
So that's more.
Just a bit. Caitlin will be making less in her first 4 years as a pro. It's just the truth. Than three NBA mascots make in a single year.
That is so sad.
The Denver Nuggets' Rocky the Mountain Lion commands an annual salary of $625,000.
Well, I'll tell you this, Caitlin, you're still making more than Nutsy the Flying Squirrel does in Richmond. The squirrel for the...
I see this, and because the Red Sox are the Red Sox, and congratulations on giving up that lead again last night to the Cleveland Guardians, I have to say, I bet that's not the case with the Red Sox mascot.
Because Do they have a mascot?
They've got Wally, the green monster. Wally.
Because he's the wall.
Yeah, clever. Huh?
I don't know about that.
My kid likes him. Anyway, it was... but they... I think are the kings of, hey, and you get to come to the stadium every day.
Yeah, they learned that from the Commanders. They learned that from the Commanders. And while you're talking sports, Mike, congratulations to your Washington Capitals.
What'd they
do? Who last night beat Philadelphia and secured their playoff berth.
Oh, congratulations. Let's go Caps. Good stuff. Harry the Hawk of the Atlanta Hawks pulls down $600,000. And Chicago's Benny the Bull earns $400,000.
Well, wow. Benny is great.
They make more than anyone in the WNBA.
I know.
The three highest paid WNBA players are DaWanna Bonner, Elena Del Don, and Skylar Diggins-Smith. They earn about $225,000 a year. And the argument can be made, well, that's because of the revenue that is brought in by the WNBA. Now, endorsements help with Caitlin Clark. Caitlin's are earning her around $3.4 million.
Good for her.
Pay gap is crazy, and I don't know how you get there, but you get there by, instead of every teenage girl out there going wanting to go to a Taylor Swift concert, and you can certainly go to both, you have them going to WNBA.
Although I see a resurgence, I mean an advancement in the WNBA. I hope that will change ultimately the salaries, but it's more of a thing now than it was 5 years ago, you have to admit that. Well, and that's largely on the shoulders of Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Because she made it watchable.
If you need an energy boost to get over hump day, this is for you. Here are the top three things nutritionists say you should eat. Number one, complex carbohydrates, including things like wheat bread, oatmeal, brown rice, beans, and potatoes. They break down more slowly than simple carbs.
Beans.
So the energy boost lasts longer.
Beans.
What?
Beans.
Simple carbs, basically, that means sugar. Like your soda has simple carbs.
Yeah, that'll boost you for a minute.
White bread. Do you still eat white bread?
Actually, we've switched to Dave's Killer Bread, which is quite good.
That's and very healthy, correct?
Yeah, but don't make the mistake that Carrie did when she called it Killer Dave's Bread, and that makes it sound more scary.
Very neat. Candy has simple carbs. Most breakfast cereals, simple carbs. They spike your blood sugar, give you a short boost of energy, but then you crash and feel even worse. I am not trying to pick on you today, but
I understand.
I do obsess on it. I really do. The blood sugar, you have to watch yours.
You do, absolutely. And okay. My morning routine breakfast now is actually really good for that. It is yogurt, Greek yogurt. A low-fat Greek yogurt with berries and honey. And honey is actually a more complex carb than sugar, slower to break down and better for your glycemic levels.
It says here that the high-fiber foods are also good, including fruits, veggies, grains, and nuts. Heart-healthy fats, unsaturated kind found in nuts, seeds, avocados, and dark chocolate. If none of that sounds good... you can microwave some fish, but that might piss off the coworkers. You can also reach for a beverage, but skip the Red Bull or that fourth cup of coffee. Studies have found just drinking more water each day can make you feel more energized. And I know that from being down here where
it's
now
hydrated.
Today, first day. We've had a relatively, for down here, cool lead-in to the spring. Today, we are going to flirt with the 90-degree mark down
that's,
here in
that's
Southwest
sort of
Florida.
That's sort of the bewitching moment, isn't it, when it hits the 90s? That's when
and then we stay through the whole summer. But really, real Floridians, which I consider myself now, we kind of look forward to it.
Yeah.
It's just the way we
You're
roll
used
with
to it.
It. This is not bothering me at all. An article has airline experts saying reclining seats on airplanes in the process of being phased out for good. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I don't push my seat back. I hate it when somebody does it to me. And for economy class, it looks like they're going to be slowly phasing them out. Multiple reasons. The main ones, seats that don't recline are lighter, which keeps fuel costs down, and they don't need mechanical parts, which means less maintenance. Reclining seats also spark a lot of issues with passengers and flight attendants, including spilled drinks, damaged electronics. Some say this could be a blessing in disguise. The movement has already started. Budget airlines have planes with upright pre-reclined seats. That's not a bad idea.
No,
that's
smart.
Slight recline.
Yeah.
And newer planes have reduced the average recline from the old standard. Even if this does end up happening, there are no immediate plans to nix reclining seats on all existing planes. So you'll have to
wait. Well, here's my thought on that is, again, I don't recline because it's just discourteous.
But
it doesn't give you the amount of benefit that it inconveniences the person behind you.
1,000%.
It's nothing. It's not like you're going to lay down and go to sleep and you got someone cranky behind you. So
you're right.
Stop
Absolutely.
It already.
Stop it, please. Yeah. And finally, today is National Banana Day. So,
oh, God, don't I know it? My tree is up.
Celebrate by enjoying this delicious berry.
What?
Did you know that?
Mike, I did not know that.
Yes, bananas are botanically berries because they grow from a... it's wild stuff. They grow from a flower with a single ovary. And also
ovary.
Contain seeds. Yes, Ed, ovary.
Ovary. All berries are fruits.
Yeah.
A recent poll on bananas. 29% of Americans say they like to eat bananas when they're at least partially green.
Carrie will not touch a yellow banana. It has to have green in it. That's why one of the reasons we're a good couple is that once a banana is appropriately ripe, I'll eat it and she'll eat it before.
You like brown stained
bananas. No, I will take a little brown, Mike. I don't want it entirely brown.
6% prefer bananas to be mostly green. So Carrie's in that 6%. 50% of people like to time it so that they're eating a banana when it's perfectly yellow. That's my thing. I like it when it's just right, with no green or brown spots. And bananas become sweeter as they ripen. So
this is true.
Carrie liking green, she's not getting as sweet a banana. Bananas are the most purchased item in the produce department and are among the most popular items in the supermarket overall. They're behind bread, eggs, meat, milk, and coffee, and regular sugary kill you with diabetes Dr. Pepper.
Stop it, Mike. Leave the doctor alone.
But bananas are ahead of chips, juice, pasta, frozen foods, and yogurt. You can eat bananas. They are also at the top impulse produce purchase. So when you go in there, you might.
That's why they have
them
on an end cap by the checkout stand.
Yes, and they are also marital aids. We have to take a break. When we come back,
ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, they're very appealing.
Yes, very exciting. Florida space junk in the news and a Florida wildlife update from right here at O'Mara Acres, ladies and gentlemen. We will do that when we come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight?
Do it.
Let's go. I have really, really been getting more comments than I've gotten in a long time, and I've gotten a lot of them. I'm so thrilled with the journey that I've taken at DermGlow Skin. It's your ultimate destination for conquering your weight. Take a quick quiz on the website and discover if you qualify for these wonderful products that help you lose weight. Experienced doctors will prescribe the right medication, and your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. If you're tired of waiting due to low stocks, DermGlow ensures that you're connected with well-supplied doctors. That eliminates any delays. I got it coming. I just got the update. I've got another shipment coming to me with my tirzepatide, which has resulted in an 87-pound weight loss for me. People are raving about it, and
Crazy.
You can get it just by going. It's right at our website, too. You can go to DermGlow Skin, click on the weight loss button, and you can lose weight as much as you want. And that's what I'm doing right now. It's wonderful, and you are going to love it. I'm on my way. Do it. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, and kick off the best journey of your life, because with DermGlow, you can do it.
I seen it happen. I seen it in action, Mike.
Where is the space junk in Florida that you talked
Naples.
About this morning in our pre-show? What is it?
Naples.
20 minutes from here, right down
you're
the road.
You're lucky, Mike. You're lucky your roof is still intact.
Really?
Yeah, because what happened is a pallet that weighed 5,800 pounds of aging batteries that were no longer useful, was jettisoned off the International Space Station because they didn't need them anymore.
And it didn't burn up in the atmosphere, then.
They assumed, A, it would either stay up there, or B, burn up in the atmosphere on the way down. Mm. Not the case in the home of Alejandro Otero, who had the aging battery crash through his roof and into his living room.
Wow. Could have killed somebody.
Yeah, huh? It could have. And it's like NASA went, got the battery, analyzed it, and said, yes, that's one of ours. And wow. That's all they said.
Now, is there anything in that story about compensation? Do they take care of people in that? I would imagine there's a little stipend that goes. Do they tithe?
They do not tithe, but they will offer this guy a trip to the moon.
Ralph Bramner, ladies and gentlemen. You are a
blabbermouth. I assume it's not mentioned in here. I assume NASA will pay for the repair, but right. The fact that this is a sizable 3 or 4 pound battery that came cruising out of the sky through a roof into his living room, they're just saying, yeah, that's from the International Space Station. I don't know about that.
Yeah, and, lucky guy.
Well, I mean, the International Space Station is jettisoning stuff all the time to get rid of it. It's not like they have trash pickup. Well, watch out.
I have to tell you, Rob, that is not the only scary thing in Florida, because I have a wildlife update, very interesting one. I have Jake the Snake, a ball python that I've been the primary caretaker since we got it 2 years ago.
A backup, just a little bit of backstory. He used to live in your son's room.
Yep.
And now he lives in the studio, right?
He lives in the studio. He's immediately to my right, maybe sometime this week. I might take him in tomorrow and give you a little show and tell, show you how he's grown.
Do you still have that perverse joy when you feed him his live prey?
I do. I enjoy it.
It's the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
Primarily now, I will go with the, you have to thaw out, which Carla gets grossed out by. You have to thaw out the frozen dead rats.
You don't do it in the microwave on defrost?
No, you got to put them in like water for 2 hours.
Oh no!
And then
really?
You have to put warm water so that there is a warmth coming off them.
That's like thawing a turkey.
It's and then you put them in there, and I take the tongs and I jiggle the rat. I jiggle it right in front
Mike,
of old
do you,
Jake.
Do you jiggle the rat?
Bye. I got to hit the gym too. When I'm jiggling. You know, weight loss is fun, but you got to tone up too.
Hey, anyway, man, I want to tell you, I had some girls over last night and we jiggled the rat.
You seriously would think that I would be comfortable with reptiles because I now have been a snake caretaker for as long as I have.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't apply yesterday when I'm taking my blowtorch out on the patio.
Oh, this is the torch you bought to burn grass weeds in between your stones,
pavers.
Right?
Yeah, we pavers. Have pavers outside, and the weeds creep up. Now, I power washed about 3 weeks ago. When you power wash, you get all that water under the pavers, and that fosters weed growth.
Yeah.
So that's why they come back almost as soon as they possibly can.
Jerks.
And I gotta take the blowtorch, the power blowtorch, out to do that. And I go over and I got the power blowtorch for a couple of days sitting outside waiting for me to do this household project. And as I walk over there, probably about 2.5 feet, it was not full grown, a black snake that is,
no,
I would
thank
say,
you. No,
probably
thank you.
About this big. And he's jammed up against the lanai cage, the screen, and he is...
Does he appear stuck, or is he just sunning himself?
Well, he can't get out. He was obviously comfortably under the junk that I had over there.
Right.
Like we had, it's in a little disarray in my backyard. I have an 83 Chevy Impala. No.
I've on got blocks? It
out there, on blocks. No. This snake was very agitated, and I watch enough reptiles on TV to know that, you know, this snake is not happy that I have exposed him when I moved
right.
the blowtorch, and he's up trying to get out. He can't see the screen. He's
just
trying,
like, F this, I'm out of here.
And the other thing, it's all black, and there are a variety of snakes down here that have black coloring. one of them being a water moccasin.
Okay, that is poisonous.
Yeah. A venomous snake. And I think it would have the triangular head,
yeah.
But I'm not messing around because it's got a little white around the top of his head, and it doesn't look triangular, but it's also a smaller snake. I don't know what to do.
Okay,
I am really, because this is all the way in the back corner of the lanai, and the lanai door is way the hell down there. I don't like the idea of leaving this thing in the lanai,
sure.
So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. So I take the grill. It's next to the grill, too. I take the little wood scraper that I have from my grill, and I kind of nudge it, and it starts to move a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it goes outside of the grill, and it's moving fast. And by the way, its little tail, it's not a rattle, but its little tail is shaking like a rattlesnake would shake. Which I don't like either.
It might have the palsy, Mike.
I'm not sure what it has. And then, remember when we had those solo stoves that we used to advertise on the show?
Yeah, have it on my patio right now.
It goes into one of the holes of the solo stove.
Oh, no.
Which is not between the bottom of the solo stove and the ground. It is between the bottom of the container for the wood and another metal layer.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is in there. And then I slide the solo stove all the way down to the door, and I
is your heart beating really fast?
I'm freaked out. I mean, as much as I can handle reptiles, I'm thinking I don't want to get bitten, or as they like to say on every internet video, get bit.
That's right. Carla and your Michael come home, and you're lifeless out on the lanai. Horrible.
I don't want to take the chance.
No,
I really don't. I've seen too many snake bit. I don't think it was venomous. I think it was a black snake or a racer. I think that's another name for the non-venomous snakes they have down here. And I put the thing out there, and the solo stove is on its side in the backyard right now, which I'm sure my neighbors really love. There go the white trash O'Meara's again, putting the junk in their backyard. And it's sitting there, and the only thing I'm wondering is in the 24 hours that it has been out there, will that little snake find its way through one of those holes again and just go out in the yard and be on its way?
I'm sure he will. There's
a second snake sighting for me in 2 weeks, by the way. One was outside where I throw baseballs with Michael, so I'm a little freaked out.
Well, I mean, that's their area. I mean, they live down there, but I don't think unless there's something great in your yard, he'll move on. He's looking for something.
Well, we'll see.
Food or something.
I'm going to check it today. I'll give you an update.
20 seconds about patio. I made a great discovery this weekend, too. We have a patio and about a postage stamp piece of grass behind my house. And when we mow it, the grass sometimes shoots up on the patio, and it's a drag to kind of brush it because it's fresh grass and it lumps up. I had this thought. I reversed the hose on my shop vac so it was coming out of the blower instead of the sucker, and made, in fact, a lawn blower, and was able to clean my patio with my shop vac. Hot tip, if you own a shop vac, you can use it to clean your patio.
I'm proud of you, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm proud of you, but I wish you would do that while you're not drinking regular Dr. Pepper.
Mike, you used to give me so much grief about the liquor. Just choose your battles.
We're down to the last of the Mohicans here, Rob. I need you here. I need you to be healthy. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. So
how can I give you my trademark high-energy presentation without that caffeine?
Okay. You don't drink that every day, do you?
Just to end the topic, no, of course not.
La, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. We'll be right back, everybody. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. They need Nutrafol.
They do.
A clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase it online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. We have seen it work, and it's the real deal. You know Mother's Day is coming up. Why not surprise mom with a new head of hair?
Yeah.
Very nice. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I am really, really glad that you are taking care of your honeydews and your household tasks. But you,
I'm going to do it. Actually, I have a surprise project for Carrie this weekend that I've been ordering the parts this week. About 2 years ago at Costco, she bought a string of patio lights, which is, I believe, 20 little bulbs, like 4-watt bulbs on a string. Think Christmas tree lights, but bigger.
I get it. I know what you're talking about.
And then she promptly put them in my tool chest and forgot about them 2 years ago. Okay. And now every time I go into my tool chest, I got to move these bulbs around, right? Mm-hmm. Well, she's house-sitting this weekend and will be out of the home. I'm going to string up the patio lights under our deck, above our deck, above our patio, so that when we sit out there, we have some nice, gentle lighting.
And you're going to do it with as a surprise for her?
Yeah, it is a surprise.
Oh,
and
see,
that's
great. You two kids are getting along.
It is. Oh, my God. You know what? I have a brief story to tell regarding that.
Okay.
I found a thing for the deck. It's so great. It's a 6-foot extension cord with a switch built in. So we can turn the patio lights on and off.
We're going to do a new feature on the show, which is going to be new to Rob, but old to everybody else. The thing you mentioned before the break.
I'm sure everyone knows it. But
everyone knew the thing about the shop vac, too. The vacuum.
Not everybody.
Not everybody. Yeah, everybody knows that has a handy person around the house. It's not like you're
Have you ever done it?
Electricity.
Have you ever used it as a blower?
But I knew of it. I knew you could do that.
Well, I'm here to tell you of its. I'm here to tell you of its efficacy. It's great.
But also, I spend a lot of time when I'm at a home improvement store in the aisle with the electronics and the extension cord.
I just thought about something. Do you know if I were to plug the shop vac as a blower into the extension cord with a switch?
He could electrocute your neighbors.
I could kill myself. All right. So this morning I woke up with like my heart beating fast and a little out of breath, and I had to clear my head because I think these are the dreams that you have in the, like, say, the third act of your sleep, the ones that are excessively vivid and really detailed, and when you wake up, you almost feel they're real.
You know what causes that?
What?
Regular Dr. Pepper.
Okay, thank you. My heart,
this
my
really
left arm.
This really annoys you. You know, when it's just you and me, I get the ABCs of what really bugs you. It's like, and I know how your mind works.
Okay.
You're like, I quit the hooch.
Yeah.
I've monitored what I'm eating to a degree.
Yeah.
And this is
I've lost 55 pounds.
It's the last bastion of a treat that you can give yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. What have I said when I talked about 2 years sober? I said, give yourself something to look forward to.
I get it. I'll stop. All right.
Okay.
I care. That's
no, thank you. I care too about many things. I care that people tithe.
Tithe to the show. The newest money-making opportunity for the Mike O'Mara Show.
I woke up this morning and I had to clear my head because I had a very vivid, active dream. Not even surreal. It's just like I was watching a movie that Carrie said, well, I've been thinking about it a long time. I'm leaving you. It's over.
Okay. Can I just, before you go on.
Yeah.
Do you find, and we're being honest here.
Yeah.
When there's upheaval, and there has been, we're not going to lie. It's been unsettling.
Yes.
I find myself in dreamland a little bit more, and I think this is exactly the same thing that you have.
Yeah, I think it is. And it was, honestly, when I woke up, I had to say, okay. And I remember in the dream, I said, who knows about this? And she says, everybody knows about this. I started talking about it with Dave when he was alive. My stepdad Dave has been dead for 5 years. And I'm thinking like, oh my God, how did you not tell me about this? She said, your father says it's wise. Your mom says it's wise. Everyone thinks we should break up. And I said, okay. So I wake up, I realize she's still here. The dream never happened in real life. And she gets up at about this time and I say, I need you. I say, good morning. She says, good morning. I say, I need you to tell me that you love me unequivocally. And she says, I love you unequivocally. Why are you asking that? Did you do something? I said, no, I just dreamt that you left me. And it destroyed me. And
now,
I just need to know that you love me. Yeah.
When you said that.
Yeah.
Were you, this is what I would do.
Right.
I had a dream. Were you looking at her like a raptor? Were you looking at her just to see what that initial reaction would be?
I was. I was watching it very clearly.
Oh, that's unsettling.
I said, you know, I just tell me you love me. Tell me that things are good. And she said,
you love me.
I said, just tell me. And I explained the dream. She says, oh, I love you so much. And you just got to know that even if that did happen, we could still be friends.
Oh, no. Oh, my
I said,
God.
Don't say that. Don't say that. And she said, you know, you'd have to learn how to do all your own banking. I said, stop telling me things that indicate you've thought this through. Tell me you love me.
Tell me she's busting your balls on this.
She is. She okay. is. But the right. very, but you know what? For waking someone out of deep REM sleep.
You'll be okay, Rob.
And the first thing she says is, we'll still be friends.
You'll be okay. Hey,
she
Rob.
She said, yes.
Due to the circumstances, I'm not going anywhere. All right. The landscape has changed.
I said, Carrie, that's great. I love you. You won't believe what I can do with my shop back.
Rob, I'm going to give you at least 5 more years. There you go. How exciting is that? We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, did you know 30% of Americans have tattoos?
Yes.
So, if you have some killer ink, you're in good company. I just found out about an awesome new product. Our new sponsor, Mad Rabbit.
The best.
Rabbit. Mad Rabbit. I hope they don't mind me saying it like that.
No, they're so cool. This client
Mad
is the greatest.
Rabbit is committed to reinvesting tattoo aftercare. Reinventing.
Yes.
Not reinvesting. You don't reinvest in a tattoo.
Well, it is. You know what? That's funny you should say that. Julia has spent so much money on tattoos. She even traveled to New York to go to a famous tattoo artist to get one done. She's all about preserving them. And this is key. This is an investment.
They reinvented the aftercare for it. It is a thing, if you didn't know that. You may be somebody who's got tattoos and you don't know it's a thing. They create simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos, all delivered directly to your door. It was founded by 2 friends who love tattoos. Their hero product, the Tattoo Bomb, comes in a little box like this, and it's about that big. It revitalizes, replenishes, and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. And it's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. That means you can do a little like rejuvenation, right?
Yeah,
make your
exactly.
tattoo look
and
a little
preserve
better.
Preserve them, yeah.
It's wonderful. They've got all the products you need, from a tattoo sunscreen to a soothing gel to tattoo lotion and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. Sorry, I'll say it right. Mad Rabbit.
Thank you.
They preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use promo code TMOS25, you'll receive 25% off. That's why it's the 25 after the TMOS.
Oh!
Pay attention. That's a different code. 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/TMOS25. Use that code, promo code TMOS25, ladies and gentlemen.
Speaking of Julia.
Hello.
There she is.
The flip side.
Yeah, Mike, it's time for the flipper. I want to start it with something really sweet today. Have you watched the absolute finale, the final episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, because, you know, I never...
I know, you're not...
As much as you guys wanted me to do it,
I love it. I love it. And I think the sweetest thing this season...
What's Larry being rude about now?
Larry gave a bottle of water to someone waiting in line to vote in Atlanta. And he was arrested. And most of the season was about that. And it was very funny because the final episode actually had him in court, and they brought everyone from the history of the show to talk about what a jerk he was, which is exactly how they ended Seinfeld. And it's sort of him flipping off the world because everyone hated the Seinfeld finale, and now he's redoing it. But I think the sweetest thing about this season is the fact that he knew Richard Lewis was in dire health and he was dying, and he wrote him in to the entire show season. And they had to be creative about it. He did scenes where he was sitting, scenes where he was a golf cart, because he just wasn't well.
Okay.
But he was still very funny. So when they did the final wrap of the final episode, they actually filmed, you know, they said, that's a wrap. And this is Richard Lewis addressing the crew after that wrap.
Larry David,
has treated me like a god, and all of you have. And this is the greatest experience of my career, and I love each and every one of you. I'm honored to be working with arguably the greatest sitcom writer in the last two centuries, and God bless all of you, and thanks for being so sweet to me.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, and that's sweet. That's sweet. Absolutely.
What's so cool about that is that he had passed before his work even aired. Mm-hmm. And Larry was just so magnanimous to write.
It's your favorite TV show right now, isn't
it? I think, it's over, but I think it was on for like 20 years. And it never disappointed me.
It combined both two of your favorite things, Curb Your Enthusiasm and Death.
Yeah, and there's one great scene with Dr. Pepper that you would love. There is something, Mike, that has just come to pass. It was filmed a long time ago when they were trying to get LeBron to come to New York City. A video was made, and this is after The Sopranos wrapped, after The Sopranos was even a show.
Okay.
The people of the New York organization put together a video, and they sent it to LeBron, and it opens... Keep in mind, Sopranos is
This is where they're trying to get LeBron to play for the Knicks, right?
Exactly. Okay. And this is how the video opens. And it's so great because we thought we'd never see the characters of Tony and Carm again. Okay. They mail this to him. And Tony and Carm are just looking at the paper, looking at pictures, and they're talking.
Yeah, I'll take you down.
Tony, I'm so glad we moved to New York. Life is so much better now.
Yeah. Life's good here, Carl. Even if we are in the witness protection program.
Now, we just got to find a place for your friend LeBron to live. What's he like?
Well, he's a modern guy, but he respects tradition.
You do something classy on the East Side.
Well, is it big enough? It's going to be entertaining a lot of people in New York.
It's very expensive.
Oh, that's not going to be a problem. You got to find something magnificent. Something there's nothing in the world like it. One of a kind, like he is.
Well... Here's a place. It says it gets really loud there. Take a look.
Shows him a picture of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's going to be perfect for him.
So that's them doing that just to get him to come to New York. And the fact that that sat unwatched for 20 years is amazing to me.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, that's a guy that had a lot to give. And that's a, you know, I'm always sad when I hear about James Gandolfini. It was too young. Too young for him.
Way too young. What did you think of his son in the movie?
Terrible.
That they did. I know, right?
Yeah, horrible, you know, vehicle for him. And something about the thrusting of the sons into the role immediately never
it
works
can't be
that
healthy.
Well.
Can't be healthy for the son.
No, and it didn't work for Luke Russert, and it didn't work for Tony Soprano, for James Gandolfini's son. It's always kind of
what
it
about
makes it
when,
more sad to me.
When Michael did Charlie at the front of today's show, were you
that
okay
will
with
be,
that?
I think that's going to be an exception to the rule. I
Thank
look forward
you,
to it, and that's why I gave him an entire case of Dr. Pepper. Sugar, Dr. Pepper.
Mike, there's a comic. He has a special on YouTube. His name is Neil Brennan. I think you'll like this. He says, we'll close with this. The use of the word trauma. Let's not overuse the word trauma.
Everything's trauma to them. Well, they'd be like, I had so much trauma today at Starbucks. I was literally shaking. Well, you're addicted to Adderall, so that checks out, right? Also, ladies, if you can talk about it on social media, probably not trauma. Like, a good example of trauma would be World War II. All of our great-grandfathers fought in World War II, never mentioned it once. They didn't come back and be like, so I was just in Germany? It was not okay. I stormed the beaches at Normandy. I literally died. You guys, turns out one of my triggers.
That's all I have for you today.
That's a great line. That is a great line. Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Great and powerful Oz. Thank you, Carla. And where did I put it? All right, hey. If you want to send
address.
Something, you got Rob's mailbag, rob@mikeomarishow.com. And we have a new mailing address. It's TMOS 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida. 33907. It is right there on MikeOMarishow.com.
And you want to put on the envelope, attention tithe department.
Tithe department, yes. Please, 10s and 20s. So that, and unmarked. We would appreciate that.
Do not mark them.
For Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
At what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, how modern.
What do I do?